Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In a world with work deadlines and horrible bosses.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
And your team may be in last place. We can all find comfort in sports, like a signal in the sky.
Oh, come on. You're gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
They call upon Gwynn and Chris with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Monte tried to sneak the cheese past the rat there.
And Chris Ello.
Strasburg ready to go. The 1-2 pitch slider, strike three, bold, a no-hitter.
Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
404, hour one in the books, hour two begins.
Aren't you on the edge of your seat whenever you hear that Strasburg call every time?
Every time. I think back to like black and white days too for some reason.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Sketchy film. I'm wondering what street corner I could pay a nickel for a paper.
Okay. Thursday Night Football follows the show at 5 o'clock. Chargers, Raiders, big rivalry, really a must-win for both guys, both teams, I should say. For those of us into fantasy and for those listening into fantasy, you've tuned in at the right time. Joining us on Gwynn and Chris, a special guest as usual. Usually we get him week to week. Matt Camp joins us, Bleacher Report. Matt, how you doing today?
What's going on, guys? Good to be with you.
Good
Matt,
to have you.
I knew you couldn't stay away from the train wreck that is my fantasy football season.
It continues to be a train wreck.
You wanted to check in to see if I'm still winless, didn't you?
That's exactly what I've been waiting for the entire day.
And let it be known that I still am.
All right.
Yes. All right. The dream lives on.
The dream lives on.
The winless cattywampuses continue to plow down the rest of the season.
Maybe I should change my team name to the Black Cattywampuses
I think it's fitting.
MetLife Stadium thing.
All right, Matt, we got a Thursday night matchup, Raiders-Chargers. Who are you highlighting out of this game tonight? I mean, Tyrell Williams going up against his old team seems to be a hot pick right now.
You know, I'll tell you what, Rivers has been tough to trust this year for fantasy. Did a whole segment on him on my Bleacher Report show about a week ago, and I said, look, if you have him, in years past, maybe even last year, he was a weekly starter, and we can't feel that way now. But I did also say that if the matchup looks good, let's play him. And we're going to do that tonight against the Raiders. Love the matchup here. We like being able to target teams that we know a pretty good amount about. And we know that the Raiders have a very beatable defense, very beatable secondary, between injuries and just, you know, lack of experience back there. A great matchup. In fact, over the last 4 weeks, no team has given up more fantasy points to quarterbacks than the Raiders. So I'm willing to fire up a Rivers without a problem. And guess what? No team has given up more fantasy points to wide receivers than the Raiders in the last 4 weeks. So, yes, I think you fire up Mike Williams. Obviously, Keenan Allen's been getting the job done. But on the flip side of that, is there such a thing as a revenge game? I don't really believe in it too much. And the Chargers have been pretty solid. Top 10 defense against wide receivers over the last month. So you're going to play Tyrell Williams, but you're going to play him as a wide receiver three anyway. Hunter Renfro's been coming on. The one guy that you really trust in that passing game is Darren Waller, and he's a weekly starter now, and it's a position that we beg for talent at every single season. And, you know, if you've been worried about, I don't know, maybe not the absolutely unbelievable play of Zach Ertz, although he was much better last week. We've seen guys like Waller for Oakland or Mark Andrews in Baltimore really step up. But I don't have 10 guys that I tell you I feel great about. So either tight end of the matchup is good tonight. Tyrell Williams is good tonight. And it really feels like the Raiders are finally going with Josh Jacobs as their guy. A really talented player. No doubt why he was the top running back taken in the 2019 draft. And I think John Gruden knows this guy's got to be the focal point of their offense. I'd like to see him catch the ball a little bit more because he can do so. But I expect this game to stay close enough that he'll have a very busy night. So, and everybody sometimes can shy away from the Thursday night games. I mean, there's a pretty good chance of offense on both sides of the ball.
Fun night tonight, and certainly Charger Raider game coming up here on 97.3 The Fan. Matt Camp is our guest here from Bleacher Report. This is maybe one of the toughest weeks of the year for fantasy players. Because if I'm not mistaken, it's the only week of the year in which there are six teams off. There's only 13 games this weekend, so a lot of teams are taking a break, and that means a lot of players are off, and so that means a lot of guys that don't normally get to play in your lineup, you have to kind of put in there, right, Matt?
Yeah, you don't have the New England Patriots this week, so sorry to those of you who've been riding their defense to a fantasy championship this season. You don't get them this week, although they didn't have a great week last week against Baltimore. A great example, by the way, guys. Tough matchups go both ways. The amount of people that wanted to bench Lamar Jackson last week was staggering to me. You know, Bill Belichick was worried about stopping him, and they didn't stop him. The guy ran all over the Patriots' defense. So good example of don't overrate your defenses and don't overrate the matchups. Tough matchups go both ways. But to answer your question, a lot of big teams off this week, New England, Philadelphia, just to name a couple right there. So if you reach a little deep, the Jets-Giants game is two bad defenses. You want to fire up Daniel Jones for the Giants this week, I'm all for it. If you want to go a little deeper with the Giants, probably no Evan Ingram, so take a look at Rhett Ellison. Jets been struggling against the tight end. And I'll go even deeper with that. Darius Slayton, who's actually been connecting with Daniel Jones. Remember, we got Sterling Shepard still dealing with concussions. So Shepard down, very likely Evan Ingram down. If you want to take a look at Darius Slayton, wouldn't be completely pulling that name out of nowhere. Zach Pascal, Colts wide receiver, who I liked last week in the absence of tight T.Y. Hilton, came through. Looks like T.Y. Hilton could be out again this week. You want to take a look at that name as well. Tariq Cohen for the Bears. I know David Montgomery's been coming on, but I'll tell you what, you take a look at the matchup here. Detroit's been a bottom three defense against fantasy running backs over the last month. So Tariq Cohen, maybe in PPR leagues, is a name to consider. And I don't give you Miami Dolphins very often. And if I get this wrong, you go, why did I give you a Miami Dolphin? But I'm going to take a look at Mike Gesicki against the Colts this week. And I say that for a couple reasons. The Colts, pretty average defense against tight ends. Also, Gesicki had a good game last week. They just lost two of their best players. Mark Walton, four-game suspension, and Preston Williams is now out for the rest of the season, unfortunately. Their young wide receiver, who was really looking good and coming through, he's out as well. So, if anything, guys, I look for opportunity, and there's plenty of it there for Mike Gesicki, the second-year tight end out of Penn State. There's targets there for him. Ryan Fitzpatrick's nothing great, but he's good enough to get his guys the ball. So if you're reaching deep this week, my sleepers is out, articles out tomorrow. A couple names for everybody listening though right now.
Talking to Matt Camp, a little fantasy football, Bleacher Report. Matt, how do you think the Josh Gordon sign into Seattle affects a guy like DK Metcalf?
Not at all. I get
good.
It. I get that. Good. You know what? Here's what I just did. I said, I'm going to trade for DK Metcalf in the league. And I traded, this is going to sound crazy, this happened on Monday, DeSean Jackson and A.J. Green. I shipped out both of those guys, believe it or not, for DK Metcalf. Then I got lucky that DeSean ended up pretty much being out for the season.
Yeah.
And now we're not going to see A.J. for quite some time. But I'll say this. I say it all the time before we get to Gordon. Injury optimism is not a real thing. You shouldn't believe in those kind of things. A.J. Green, perfect example of that. Even if Green came back this week, you know, what level was he going to be at? And I say this all the time with guys. Look at Adam Thielen getting banged up a couple of weeks ago. He's still very likely out. These guys, David Johnson, a couple of weeks back, tried to play through injury. And not only did he not play, we saw him out the next week. DeSean Jackson, another great example. Oh, he's coming back. I'll get that guy back. And then not only did they not come back, now you got to wait a couple more weeks. But for Josh Gordon, the optimism is, well, he's a talented player, and he is. But if he couldn't get the job done in New England, and I'm not going to even try to figure out, you know, if there was off-field stuff here. I hope he's okay mentally because I know he's had some issues there. But just from a talent standpoint on the field, he was not doing anything in New England. And Russell Wilson is playing at a high level. But Tyler Lockett's one of the best receivers in football right now. And I love DK Metcalf coming out, and he is absolutely connecting. So why would the Seahawks mess with that? I get why you're going to add somebody like Gordon. You're a team that's in contention. But I think he's a luxury for them. And if he gives them anything, it's a bonus. Seattle's got a couple of real good receivers in Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. I will continue to play both of those guys with the utmost confidence. And Russell Wilson playing at a Hall of Fame level, maybe that's the reason you take a look at Josh Gordon. But if you're expecting anything from him, you haven't been paying attention for the last couple of months.
Matt Camp, Bleacher Report, great fantasy insight from him every single week. We get it here on Gwynn and Chris. Last thing real quick, Matt, we got a couple minutes left. Quarterback situation all over the league, it's just crazy this year. Injury Patrick Mahomes, where's he at? Is Baker Mayfield, I mean, what a weird year for him. Andy Dalton has been benched. Mitch Trubisky's just barely trying to hang on to his job.
The TV's off.
Yeah, he doesn't want a TV on. Jacoby Brissett, Indianapolis. We got Cam Newton now out for the year. It doesn't seem like there's a team in the NFL that doesn't have some sort of issue at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of gone through a little of something at some point. Maybe not Lamar Jackson, maybe not Aaron Rodgers, maybe not Russell Wilson, but you know, you're hoping that the other shoe doesn't drop with those guys. A couple of names you mentioned. I haven't been able to talk about this publicly, but I was told in the last couple of days that Baker Mayfield's hip is a bigger problem that he might be letting on and the team might be letting on. So throw that in there if you're thinking about Beckham, if you're thinking about the health of this offense. There's a lot of things going on there. It's on the coach. I think it's on Mayfield himself besides the injury. The O-line is a mess, but that hip is a problem for you. I tell you that right now. I got that from a very trusted source a couple of days ago. So think maybe twice about your Cleveland Browns in the passing game there because Baker is hurting. To his credit, he's trying to keep it under wraps, but it is out there. You mentioned Jacoby Brissett, who I think is playing at a tremendous level. I hope the knee's not too bad because he's a great story, and he's been good for fantasy, and he's been getting the guys you need to get the ball, and that's been great. So, you know, if you look at some potential, I said, at the, Jones this week, I think you take a look at Ryan Tannehill against the Chiefs. Looks like Mahomes will be back. I think they've done a good, smart job with him. Matt Moore kind of kept the ship afloat. You go 1-1 without Patrick Mahomes. I think you're pretty happy, especially with one of those losses being to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. You're not going to get too mad about that. You know, they could have rushed him back last week. They didn't. That was fine. They won without him. And you're going to get him back this week against Tennessee. So, you know, as I said, injury optimism, not a real thing. But you got to play Patrick Mahomes if he's back in your lineup this week. So, you know, you just hope these guys kind of hang in there and get through and stay healthy. It's good to get Breeze back and firing up with confidence. I don't have that confidence this week, guys. I'll tell you, if we're going to see Matt Ryan come back against the Saints in New Orleans, can't say I have a ton of confidence. You got to beg for garbage time to get you some fantasy points.
I hear you, Matt. As always, man, we appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, Chris, the worst of luck this week, as always.
I just want to give you an update just so you can share with your gang. 125 points a game. That's how much I'm averaging.
What are you giving up, though, about 160?
142.
There you have it.
Listen, here's the deal. Just do me a favor. Before Sunday, sit your team defense down that can't play defense whatsoever for your fantasy team and make sure you give them a good pep talk.
It's the 0-9 season for the ages.
Thank you, Matt.
As always, appreciate it, buddy.
See you, guys.
All right.
Worst of luck this week.
We got to get to break.
Unfortunately, I don't need it. I'll have the worst of luck anyway.
Sounds like it. Yeah. We got Gwen and Chris, NFL Pick'em, when we come back.
All right.
Let's take a break. See you.
Armando, if you call within 10 minutes, pair of tickets to see Dana Carvey at Harrah's Resort SoCal Saturday, February the 1st, and you get entered in our grand prize, the Vegas Getaway. This time it includes two tickets to the Mob Museum with the Underground Speakeasy Experience, dinner at the uniquely Las Vegas Oscars Steakhouse, and a two-night stay at the iconic Plaza Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. That is a huge prize. If you are not entered in our biggest fan contest, make sure to sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan because you could be the next Armando Varela. Armando, 10 minutes starts now, 833-288-0973. Big Five, next.
436, last segment of the show. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Thomas Andrews, all in the building.
Don't forget tomorrow, we're at El Camino High School, Oceanside. Hope to see everybody out there for our High School Friday broadcast, 3 to 7.
I think they're taking on, what, Valley Center, I believe?
Yeah. El Camino Wildcats. They've had some great teams in the past.
Yes,
and
they have.
They're returning to glory. So fired up to be up there in Oceanside tomorrow.
Scrape, you want to talk something about your blog, man?
Yeah, I put up a blog post on 973thefansd.com. Now, I've been telling you guys off the air about my other fantasy league and how it's really crazy. Well, we do this thing each week. We do a recap. So the person, it corresponding to what pick you had. So I had the fifth pick. So week five, I had to recap our fantasy matchup. Well, we keep trying to top each other. And my friend topped us all because he made flyers of all the guys who lost in fantasy football last week and posted them on light posts all over San Francisco. And he is a lawyer, or he's not a lawyer, but he knew the law. And he said that those things are not allowed to be taken down by the city for 2 months. And he has an email up there and everything like
that. He found a loophole, huh?
He found a loophole. So if you go to 973thefansd.com, you can see all the pictures of our faces all
over
San Francisco.
Your picture is on light posts all over San Francisco.
Yes, it is.
I actually saw a picture of it. It's actually kind of funny.
It is. It says...
like on a random telephone pole. It's like...
San Francisco just went from one of the most romantic cities in the world to...
I don't know where...
something less than
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, but... our friend Drew got up at 5:30 in the morning, went to several spots around San Francisco...
that, my friend, is dedication.
Posted that.
973thefansd.com.
God, my picture would be up... can you imagine if they did that in our league?
Wait, what has to happen should you come in last in this league? I feel like if you're going through the trouble posting Help Wanted posters... in San Francisco.
And he created an email for people to email.
Wait, what's the punishment for finishing up?
Well, I'm last right now. And AJ Green is out.
What might you have to do?
I have to, well, the loser, I'm not going to give myself that yet, but okay. The loser has to run a 5K dressed as however the league wants you to dress.
Okay.
Okay. Last year... it was the when you had to play the flute on the Embarcadero until you got $20.
Wow. And
how'd you do on that?
I didn't do that.
Oh, you weren't that one?
I wasn't the last. I wasn't the last.
The flute.
The flute.
Yes, on the Embarcadero. But
until you made $20.
Yeah, until you made $20.
That's some punishment right there.
It went viral a little bit. yeah, so my face is on several light poles in San Francisco. It says, can you help this man?
That's hilarious. That's good stuff.
Anyway.
All right, let's get to this big five.
It's now time for the most unpredictable, most wacky, most opinionated segment of the show.
I wouldn't brag about it.
Gwen and Chris talk about the best of the rest.
Great balls of fire.
Ooh, with a twist.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
The big five begins right now.
Don't panic, but there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
On 97.3 The Fan.
As always, if you have anything that you want to send me, try to get in the Big Five. You can find me on Twitter, at Matt Scraby. Someone said, how do you spell your last name? S-K-R-A, B as in boy, Y. Let's go to it, Thomas.
Number five.
I came across this CBS Sports article written by RJ Anderson earlier today, and it went through each Major League Baseball team and gave one under-the-radar free agent they should sign. And I'll admit, I was a little underwhelmed about who is listed for the Padres, because Mariners legendary pitcher Felix Hernandez was the guy that RJ picked for the Padres to have as their under-the-radar free agent. Hernandez has declined in the last few years, and he pitched his last game for the Mariners a few months ago. He's 33 years old, and in the last 2 years has started 43 games with a record of 9-22, a 5.82 ERA, and a whip of 1.443. The major league average for starters this last season for whip was 1.32. So, Tony, do you think Felix Hernandez would be a good fit for the team, for the Padres?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No. The decline that Felix has had has been pretty dramatic. And he's still a guy who can compete, but for what the Padres are trying to take that next step, I don't know that he fits that that bill. You know, because Cole Hamels is a guy who I think the Padres could explore. But I think Cole still got more in tape than Felix does at this point. I could be wrong. I don't know. I've seen more of Cole than I've seen of Felix, but I personally don't like that particular pick.
Chris?
Yeah, this isn't... I'm trying to find a way to disagree with Tony here so we can have a little discussion about it, but I really don't see a way to do it. 1-8 last year, 6.40. And as you said, 8-14 the year before that. So, yeah, when you lose it quick. And, I mean, Felix Hernandez is a pretty certifiable Hall of Fame candidate.
Yeah.
So you'd think, yeah, why not add a Hall of Famer? But the last thing in my mind the Padres need on their pitching staff, Tony, is a question mark.
No.
They have plenty of those. So I think if you're going to spend some money in free agency on a pitcher,
if
no question marks involved.
If you're going to tell me that you're bringing somebody else to sit at the top, like if Felix is going to be like your number five and you're bringing in like a Strasburg, a Wheeler, you know, someone of that ilk to be at the top, okay, I can at least see that.
I don't see how you could bring Felix Hernandez to any team without him having to compete for a spot. You can't just bring him in and give him a spot based on the way he's pitched the last couple of years.
I agree.
Good stuff.
Number four.
After missing the first eight games of the season for the Bengals, it looks like A.J. Green's 2019 debut is going to be delayed at least one more week. The wide receiver told reporters today that he, quote-unquote, probably will not be on the field when the Bengals host the Ravens on Sunday. They were hopeful that Green would be able to return from his ankle injury this week as well as I have. Jeez, come on, A.J. I'm just kidding. But those plans went out the window yesterday when the receiver's ankle started to swell up on him. He said, quote, in The Athletic, I can't go out there when I'm not 100%. It makes no sense for me to put myself in that situation to where I can have another time hurting it just like I did my toe. It's all about making sure I'm taking care of myself first. Everything else comes after that, end quote. Green is going to be a free agent next season and needs to play to showcase what he could do. So, Chris, how much would you need to see from him as a general manager to know he would be okay to sign in free agency?
Oh, I don't really know if I have to see too much. I mean, I need to see him work out for me. I don't need to see anything during the regular season.
Game time, you don't need to see like four strong games to sign him to a top dollar free agent deal?
Top dollar, probably, yeah. He's going to have to play some. But, I mean, if you want me to give A.J. Green, who's a proven wide receiver in the NFL and still pretty much in his prime, a good contract, I mean, I want him to come and work out right in front of my eyes. I mean, I want to see him in action in front of me cutting and, you know, the speed and the 40 time and the leaping ability and all of that stuff. But I don't know how much A.J. Green's going to be able to prove the final 4 weeks of the season playing with Ryan Finley as his quarterback there for winless Cincinnati. So it's going to be a little hard to evaluate him as on the field anyway.
He'll be 32 years old when the next season starts.
Yeah, he's probably unlikely to get a top free agent contract at that age.
Yeah, once he missed the first, 8-9 weeks, it was probably going to be an uphill climb anyway.
It's going to be an uphill deal. But to me, I'd just rather see him, you know, work out than I would watch him on film in a Bengal game at this point.
Tony, how much do you need to see from A.J. Green?
In order to sign him to a top dollar deal, I would like to see a game or two. But I think Chris is right. I want to see what he does with my own eyes and like a personal workout. Because the reality is anybody playing football in a football game can get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So just by him simply going out and playing a game doesn't necessarily show me that he's capable of staying healthy, because that could happen at any point in time.
Yeah.
So as long as I see what I need, the speed, getting in and out of his breaks, things of that nature, I would want to see that more so than 5 or 6 games.
Haven't you always felt that the phrase injury prone is overused in football?
Especially football.
I mean, in baseball, maybe okay. Certain guys seem to be able to play through things that other guys can't. But football, anybody can get hurt on any play.
Any play.
And it doesn't matter how, quote, injury prone you are or are not. And if you survive 5 or 6 years in the NFL without getting, you know, badly hurt, you're just lucky, man.
that's really what it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's all. So, anyway.
Number three.
Saquon Barkley may be starring for the New York Giants this Sunday at MetLife Stadium while his father is in the building. And he's going to be wearing a New York Jets jersey, not just any old Jets jersey. Alibay Barkley, a lifelong diehard Jets fan who has a Jets tattoo on his forearm, told his son that he will wear a throwback Joe Namath jersey that Saquon gave him before he entered the NFL. His father won't actually be rooting for the Jets, though, because Saquon said, no, he's going to be rooting for my Giants. He's probably going to wear a Jets jersey. That is going to be an interesting one. I give it to him because it's a Joe Namath jersey. I think I got him that jersey, actually, the Joe Namath one. At the end of the day, I knew the situation was going to come up, but I'm happy for him. I was a Jets fan growing up, too, so it's fun. It's going to be a little fun competition in the Barkley house, end quote. Tony, do you give up your team when your child plays for another team?
Depends on what team it is.
Ooh, good answer. All right.
My son makes
If your son goes and is a starting quarterback at UCLA, you're not going to go sit in the Coliseum USC uniform on, are
That's
you?
Not the team. That's not the team. No.
Oh, okay.
No, absolutely not.
Your son grows up to be a Chicago Bull. You're not going to go and see the Lakers play the Bulls
or
and wear
a Laker
uniform.
I think I'm going to go wearing a Lakers uniform. But I'm going to be standing up rooting for my son, though.
That'll be crazy. Here comes your son, Gwynn, to the basket. Scores!
Yes! That a boy, son!
With a Laker jersey on.
And then the TV goes to you, and they're like, well, look at that guy. What is he doing? He's cheering for the wrong team over there.
He's a lunatic. For his son. That's what he's doing.
All right, good answer.
I don't have the answer because I don't have any kids. I don't know what I would do, but I'm pretty sure son would take precedence.
Say your nephew,
someone
you care about.
My son is going to take precedence. Like he's going to be the number
but
one.
But you want the Lakers to win the game. You want your son to score 42 points, but you want the Lakers to win the game.
If it's a championship
game, seven,
I want my son to win. I want him to get a championship.
Game seven, you're going to go for your son over the Lakers.
Yes.
And are you going to be, once they win this game seven, are you walking down on the court with the opposing jersey on?
100% I am. They're going to have to make me take that off.
Are you going into the other locker room with the opposing jersey on to celebrate the
You'll
championship
see me in
with your son?
Spraying champagne with my son with my Laker jersey on.
I am really hoping your son gets drafted by the Bulls
me
now.
Me too.
That'll be great.
That would be great. So, Chris, you're saying you don't...
I don't know. Nephew's a different deal. I think nephew, to me, my point would be I'd want my nephew to have a great game, but I would probably still want my team to win. That's just because my teams are pretty, I'm pretty hardcore fans of my teams. So,
there you go. Good stuff.
Number two.
Antonio Brown. We haven't talked about him in quite some time.
Darn.
But he's done with the NFL again for maybe the 17th time this year. Because just hours after ESPN's Josina Anderson reported that the former New England Patriot wide receiver would be meeting with the NFL next week, he unleashed a social media tirade directed at the NFL. He posted on Instagram, quote, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100%. To see them treat me like this is unfairly is what he wrote. Making money off my sweat and blood, bleep the NFL. I'll never play in that bleep. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go bleep yourself is what he said on Instagram.
Do we have a time for that?
That was... I did that around 1 p.m. So.
Okay, so at 1:56.
Oh, so he updated.
He had an update.
Okay.
And it says, I'm just very frustrated right now with the false allegations and slander to my name. I love football and miss it. I just want to play, and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make it back to the NFL ASAP.
I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying that someone wrote that for him because I just read you something that he emotionally posted on Instagram, and it didn't make any sense. And then he writes a pretty clear statement. A statement.
Yeah.
So, Chris.
Yeah.
What do you think now about Antonio Brown?
Same as I've felt about Antonio Brown this morning.
Is he talking his way out of an NFL roster spot?
Is that possible?
He's at least
I don't know. He's getting close.
Yeah, I know. That's a great question because, I mean, guys get a chance to play no matter what. I think he's at least talking himself into... some sort of, and I don't mean this word derogatorily, but he's talking himself into some sort of psychiatric evaluation. And I mean that in a sincere way as I can. I just don't quite know where his head is at. It has been so off in so many different directions so quickly, and we don't know whether he wrote this tweet, somebody else wrote it, whether somebody wrote the following tweet. I would not touch Antonio Brown right now until I had somebody actually sit down and give me kind of a professional opinion as to where he's at. And I mean that in the sincerest way I can possible. I don't mean to make fun of him.
No, no, no.
I just think that he's kind of lost it.
I 100% agree. He is clearly on an emotional roller coaster. And he's been quiet for at least, the past, I don't know, we hadn't heard from him in about a month.
Yeah.
He's been pretty quiet. And it seemed like today it kind of spilled over. And I assume he was on social media and was catching flack from fantasy owners. Because at one point in one of those tweets, he's put something out like, fantasy players, get over it or something.
Get
he
alive. Said, get a,
something along those lines. And then now he's clearly emotional about it. I'm with you, Chris. I think he is talking his way into some type of psych evaluation. And that's not a derogatory thing. That's just what it seems like. You don't see too many people this up and down.
It's true.
Difficult to figure him out.
I would be curious, and again, I'm not saying that anybody knows this or accusing him. I'd be curious if he's on drugs. I mean, that's what I think when I hear people go up and down like this and change on the dime.
I think he plays football and he's been concussed and been crushed in the head a lot.
Okay. Number one. ESPN's Bill Barnwell came out with a list of the top 10 best quarterbacks to never reach a Super Bowl, and here we are starting.
And they all play for the Chargers.
Oh, well, you're going to know some of these names. Starting with number 10, Jeff Blake. Number 9, Randall Cunningham. 8,
Jeff Blake.
That's what hits on his list.
That's Bill
8,
Barnwell's.
Jay Cutler.
Lost it.
7, Jeff Garcia. 6, Jim Everett. 5, Jim Hart. 4, Tony Romo. 3, Dan Fouts. 2, Warren Moon. And the number one quarterback, according to Bill Barnwell, to never reach a Super Bowl, Philip Rivers. So, Tony, do you think Philip Rivers is the best quarterback to not reach a Super Bowl?
Am I willing to say he's the best?
2 Chargers in the top 3, ouch.
First of all, how is Dan Marino not on here?
Am I missing a Super Bowl?
He made one.
Oh,
he got there.
Not to win, but
not to win, but to
play
make it.
One.
To
right. play.
Okay, yeah. I got you. If this is the list, I mean, he might be behind Warren Moon, but
I think he's behind Fouts too.
And Fouts had better teams, right? I'm asking you, Chris.
No, not better. I mean, Rivers had a 14-2 LaDainian Tomlinson led team that was pretty good.
That was really good.
Fouts had some amazing offenses, but Fouts had no defense of any kind.
Okay,
had to put up 45 points a game in order to give himself a chance.
I probably put him 3 on this list behind Dan.
So yeah. You're well, you got 2 Hall of Famers there, Fouts and Warren Moon. So I think it's tough for Philip at this point to be ahead of those 2 on that list. But the other names, I like that name Jim Hart. People probably don't remember him. He was a very good gunslinging quarterback for the St. Louis Cardinals back in that day, but not Hall of Fame quality. And it's kind of interesting that really nobody on that list is Hall of Fame quality other than Fouts and Moon and perhaps Rivers.
Jay Cutler? Come on! Jeff Garcia? Jeff Blake? I'm just kidding.
It seems to me that I could
Jeff
find
Garcia
3 quarterbacks.
Jeff Garcia had the heart of a Hall of Famer for sure.
Jeff Garcia was a good quarterback.
He was a really good quarterback, I thought.
For my 49ers.
All right.
That's it? That's the show? You're just going to go out on
Is
that?
Is that the last Big 5?
That was it. So if you guys...
That qualified as the number one story of the day?
Okay, I was thinking about this the other day.
I'm just kidding.
We've explained this before.
I'm just kidding you.
They're in no particular order.
I'm just giving you a hard time. 97.3
The Fan. Did you see your boy picked himself for the President's Cup? I think that's so awesome.
Tiger?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I did. I didn't know that was going to happen. He's a player playing captain for the President's Cup, and I believe he made the right choice.
I think he did, too.
Because he's
I just think
well.
It's so funny.
He just won again, didn't he?
I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick myself. Sorry, guys.
I got me.
Ouch. All those guys, though, that have been trying to petition to be on the President's Cup team, and he just knew the entire time I'm picking myself.
Sorry, guys.
Of course, all that matters to me.
Take him out to dinner and all that.
I actually believe that if he wasn't playing well, he probably would have picked somebody else.
I agree with that.
But
he just won a tournament.
He just won a tournament. He's obviously feeling pretty good.
Brooks Koepka on the club?
Probably. He should be. I mean, he definitely should be.
All right.
But he,
Brooks.
But he's not a team player.
I can't wait for this year's PGA.
I got to be honest with you guys that are hilarious. This is hilarious to me. But the number two story on ESPN.com right now, the second biggest story on the whole website right now.
Tiger.
No, that black cat still being loose at MetLife Stadium.
They can't find him.
This is a really slow sports day. Thanks for joining us. We had some fun with it.
We'll... Chargers, Raiders next.
Yep, coming up. And then we'll see you all tomorrow at El Camino High School for our High School Friday. Thank you, Matt Scraby. Thank you, Odd Thomas. Thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr. Chris Ello back on 97.3 The Fan.
Done with the NFL again for maybe the 17th time this year. Because just hours after ESPN's Josina Anderson reported that the former New England Patriot wide receiver would be meeting with the NFL next week, he unleashed a social media tirade directed at the NFL. He posted on Instagram, quote, "Imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100%. To see them treat me like this is unfairly, is what he wrote. Making money off my sweat and blood, bleep the NFL. I'll never play in that bleep. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go bleep yourself," is what he said on Instagram.
Do we have a time for that?
That was... I did that around 1 p.m. So.
Okay, so at 1:56...
Oh, so he updated.
He had an update.
Okay.
And it says, "I'm just very frustrated right now with the false allegations and slander to my name. I love football and miss it. I just want to play, and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make it back to the NFL ASAP."
I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying that someone wrote that for him, because I just read you something that he emotionally posted on Instagram and it didn't make any sense. And then he writes a statement.
A pretty clear statement.
A statement.
Yeah.
So, Chris.
Yeah.
What do you think now about Antonio Brown?
Same as I've felt about Antonio Brown this morning.
Is he talking his way out of an NFL roster spot?
Is that possible?
He's at least
got it. I don't know. He's getting close.
Yeah, I know. That's a great question, because, I mean, guys get a chance to play no matter what. I think he's at least talking himself into some sort of, I don't mean this word derogatorily, but he's talking himself into some sort of psychiatric evaluation. And I mean that in a sincere way as I can. I just don't quite know where his head is at. It has been so off in so many different directions so quickly, and we don't know whether he wrote this tweet, somebody else wrote it, whether somebody wrote the following tweet. I would not touch Antonio Brown right now until I had somebody actually sit down and give me kind of a professional opinion as to where he's at. And I mean that in the sincerest way I can possible. I don't mean to make fun of him.
No.
I just think that he's kind of lost it.
I 100% agree. He is clearly... and on an emotional roller coaster. And he's been quiet for at least we hadn't heard from him in about a month.
Yeah.
He's been pretty quiet. And it seemed like today it kind of spilled over. And I assume he was on social media and was catching flack from fantasy owners. Because at one point in one of those tweets, he's put something out like, "Fantasy players, get over it," or something. Something along those lines. And then now he's clearly emotional about it. I'm with you, Chris. I think he is talking his way into some type of psych evaluation, and that's not a derogatory thing. That's just what it seems like. You don't see too many people this up and down.
It's true.
Difficult to figure him out.
I would be curious, and again, I'm not saying that anybody knows this or accusing him. I'd be curious if he's on drugs. I mean, that's what I think when I hear people go up and down like this and change on the dime.
I think he plays football and he's been concussed and been crushed in the head a lot.
Okay. Number one. ESPN's Bill Barnwell came out with a list of the top 10 best quarterbacks to never reach a Super Bowl, and here we are starting.
And they all play for the Chargers.
Oh, well, you're going to know some of these names. Starting with number 10, Jeff Blake. Number 9, Randall Cunningham. 8,
Jeff Blake.
That's what hits on his list.
That's Bill
8,
Barnwell's.
Jay Cutler.
Lost it.
7, Jeff Garcia. 6, Jim Everett. 5, Jim Hart. 4, Tony Romo. 3, Dan Fouts. 2, Warren Moon. And the number one quarterback, according to Bill Barnwell, to never reach a Super Bowl, Philip Rivers. So, Tony, do you think Philip Rivers is the best quarterback to not reach a Super Bowl?
Am I willing to say he's the best?
two Chargers in the top three. Ouch.
First of all, how is Dan Marino not on here?
He made a Super Bowl. He made one.
Oh,
he got there.
Not to win, but to make it. Right. Okay, okay, yeah. I got you. If this is the list, I mean, he might be behind Warren Moon. But
I think he's behind Fouts, too.
Fouts had better teams, right? I'm asking you, Chris.
No, not better. I mean, Rivers had a 14-2 LaDainian Tomlinson-led team that was pretty good.
That was really good.
Fouts had some amazing offenses, but Fouts had no defense of any kind.
Okay.
Had to put up 45 points a game in order to give himself a chance.
Three on this list behind Dan.
So you're flip-flopping. Well, you got two Hall of Famers there, Fouts and Warren Moon. So I think it's tough for Phillip at this point to be ahead of those two on that list. But the other names, I like that name Jim Hart. People probably don't remember him. He was a very good gunslinging quarterback for the St. Louis Cardinals back in that day. But not Hall of Fame quality. And it's kind of interesting that really nobody on that list is Hall of Fame quality other than Fouts and Moon and perhaps Rivers.
Jay Cutler? Come on! Jeff Garcia? Jeff Blake? I'm just kidding.
It seems to me that I could find three quarterbacks.
Jeff Garcia had the heart of a Hall of Famer for sure.
Jeff Garcia was a good quarterback.
He was a really good quarterback, I thought.
For my 49ers.
All right.
That's it? That's the show? You're just going to go out on that?
Is that the last Big Five?
That was it. So if you guys...
That qualified as the number one story of the day?
Okay, I was thinking about this the other day.
I'm just kidding.
We've explained this before.
I'm just kidding you.
They're in no particular order.
Just giving you a hard time. 97.3
The Fan. Did you see your boy picked himself for the President's Cup? I think that's so awesome.
Tiger?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I did. I didn't know that was going to happen. He's a playing captain for the President's Cup, and I believe he made the right choice.
I think he did, too.
Because he's playing
well. I just
think
it's so funny.
He just won again, didn't he?
I'm going to pick myself. Sorry, guys.
I got me.
Ouch. All those guys, though, that have been trying to petition to be on the President's Cup team, and he just knew the entire time I'm picking myself.
Sorry, guys.
Of course, all that matters to me.
Take him out to dinner and all that.
I actually believe that if he wasn't playing well, he probably would have picked somebody else.
I agree with that.
But
he just won a tournament.
He just won a tournament. He's obviously feeling pretty good.
Brooks Koepka on the club?
Probably. He should be. I mean, he definitely should be.
All right.
But he's not a team player.
I can't wait for this year's PGA.
I got to be honest with you guys that are hilarious. This is hilarious to me. But the number two story on ESPN.com right now, the second biggest story on the whole website right now.
Tiger.
No, that black cat still being loose at MetLife Stadium.
They can't find him.
This is a really slow sports day. Thanks for joining us. We had some fun with it.
Chargers, Raiders next.
Yep, coming up, and then we'll see you all tomorrow at El Camino High School for our High School Friday. Thank you, Matt Scraby. Thank you, Odd Thomas. Thank you, Tony Gwynn Jr. Chris Ello back on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.